Yo, baby baby slugs! Welcome to the Naked Snail Movement. This is the English course where you learn English through a lot of listening. Listening and also reading. Listening and reading are the input, and that will help you to have better output. Your output is your speaking. So a lot of input gives you better output. So keep listening and keep reading. Trust me. At the Naked Snail, we have a song. It's called the Jiggle Juggle song. Let's go through the song sentence by sentence or line by line. First, I'm going to sing it. If you know the song already, because you're an old Naked Snail and you have been here with me for some time now, you can sing the song with me. If you're new, then just listen and enjoy. So here we go. Welcome to the juggle sound. Words are flying all around. Let's jiggle and juggle. We don't need to struggle. Just open up your mind and let it sink in, sink in, sink in, sink in. Ah, that's the jiggle juggle song. So, for those of you that know the song, this is still a good practice. So bear with me. Bear with me means stay with me, accept me, accept what I am doing right now. Bear with me. So the first line is, welcome to the juggle sound. Juggle is what clowns do with many, many balls. They throw the balls up in the air. Welcome to the juggle sound. Welcome to the juggle sound. And then, words are flying all around. Words are flying all around. Here, I would like to show you that I am using present continuous. Present continuous is the verb to be. I am, you are, he is, she is, it is. We are, you are, they are. This is the verb to be, conjugated. So the verb to be, conjugated, plus the ing form of the main verb. So to be plus the ing form of the main verb. For example, I am sleeping. You are cooking. He is fighting. She is driving. It is eating. For example, the dog, if you want to call the dog an it. You can also call it a she or a he, yeah? If it's a female dog or a male dog, boy dog, a girl dog, yeah? A male is the boy, a female is the girl. But some people call animals it, neutral, yeah? So it is eating. We are talking. You are arguing. Yeah? You're having a fight. Blah, 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 blah. You are fighting. You are arguing. Arguing. Having a verbal fight. Verbal speaking. Yeah? Having a fight. Arguing. Or they are flying. Like in this song, words are flying. Words, it's in the plural, Yeah, it's not one word, it's many words. Words are, that's the verb to be conjugated. Flying, the ing form of fly. Words are flying all around, everywhere, all around. So welcome to the jungle sound. Words are flying all around. Let's jiggle and juggle. To jiggle is to move something quickly up and down or from side to side. Many times you can also hear a noise. For example, you can jiggle with your keys. Yeah, you move them up or down or to the right, to the left, and they make a jiggling sound, a jiggle, yeah, to jiggle with your keys. So I would say, please stop jiggling with your keys. That's really annoying. Stop that. Okay? And here in the song, we say, let's jiggle. You can understand that as a kind of dance. Well, I understand it as a kind of dance. So let's jiggle. You can move your shoulders and move your butt. Yeah, your bottom. So let's dance. Let's jiggle. And juggle, you know, what the clowns are doing. We're jiggling with the words, with the English words. We're juggling with the words like clowns are juggling with balls. So let's jiggle and juggle. We don't need to struggle. We don't need to struggle. Need to is the expression we have to learn together because need always takes to. I need to go. It's the same as I have to go. I have to go is the same as I must go. But I must go is very strong. I really, really, really must go. Okay, that is very strong. I have to go is less strong. Yeah, not so strong as must. And need to go is even less strong. So must, have to, need to. This is the order. I must go, I have to go, I need to go. And you could also say I should go. It's not strong at all. It just means, oh, it would be good if I went. Yeah, if I go, it would be good. I should go. But I really want to stay. But I should go. So we don't need to struggle. To struggle is to, when something is difficult, if something is difficult and you are struggling, you are struggling with that thing. If the homework is difficult, and then you'd struggle with the homework. You try to do it, but it's quite hard. And it's difficult, yeah? So you struggle with the homework. We don't need to struggle. That's what I'm saying in this song. It means we can do it easy. We can listen to the jiggle juggles while you are walking in a park or while you are doing the dishes. Yeah, you're cleaning the plates and the forks, the knives and the spoons. Yeah. Or you can listen to the jiggle juggles while you are relaxing on your couch. Yeah. So this is an easier way to learn English. You have to do a lot of it. You need to listen to a lot of English, but you can do it in a nice and relaxed way. So we don't need to struggle. Don't is the negation, yeah? I need to go is a positive sentence. I don't need to go is a negative sentence. So we call it a negation, negation. I have to go. I don't have to go. I like apples. I don't like apples. So most of the time, we can use don't, which is do not, to negate a sentence, but not always. But that's another story. It's for tomorrow. So we need to struggle, positive sentence. We don't need to struggle, negative sentence. So let's go again from the top. It means from the beginning. Welcome to the Juggle Sound. Words are flying all around. Let's jiggle and juggle. We don't need to struggle. We don't need to struggle. Okay. Just open up your mind. Your mind is your brain and your thinking. Open up your thinking, okay? Your brain. Open up your mind. Open up your soul, your heart. Yeah? So we don't need to struggle. Just open up your mind and let it sink in. Sink. To sink in is the verb or the expression. It's actually a phrasal verb. A phrasal verb is when you have a verb plus a preposition. Yeah? Preposition. In, on, out, off, about, around, and so on. Those are the prepositions. So a verb plus a preposition is called a phrasal verb. Let me give you an example for a phrasal verb. To look for. To look for. If I am looking for something, it means I am searching for something. Yeah? For instance, my mother, she wears glasses, right? She needs glasses for her eyes because she doesn't see well. And she always puts her glasses on her head. And then she forgets that her glasses are on her head. And then she says, "Oh, where are my glasses? Where are my glasses?" And she is looking for her glasses. She is looking for her glasses. This is again present continuous. Can you see? She is, that's the verb to be, she is, I am, you are, he is, she is looking, the ing form of the verb. She is looking for, that's the preposition. She is looking for her glasses. But her glasses are on her head, right? Okay, so let it sink in. To sink in is a phrasal verb. It means to go down into a substance, right? A substance, a material, like water, any liquid. If a stone sinks in the water, it means it's heavy and it goes down to the bottom of the water. Yeah, in the river, for example, or in a lake. If you throw a stone in a river or in a lake, the stone will sink down to the bottom of the river or lake. So if something sinks in, you can use it in an abstract way. It goes deep down. So when I say let it sink in, open up your mind and let it sink in. Let the words, let the jiggle juggle that you listen to, let it sink in to your body, to your heart, to your brain, to your feet. Let it sink in. Okay, I'm going to read the text again, and then we'll sing it one last time. Good? So welcome to the juggle sound. Words are flying all around. Let's jiggle and juggle. We don't need to struggle. Just open up your mind and let it sink in, sink in, sink in, sink in. And I'm singing this low, I'm going down low, I'm lowering my voice because it's sinking in, yeah? Notice how many times I am using present continuous. I am using, there you go again, I am using ing form, present continuous, yeah? I am letting the words sink in, yeah? I am letting the words sink in. Everything that I am doing right now is in present continuous. So, for example, I am right now sitting on a chair. I am making a recording. I am drinking tea. I am looking at my laptop. Looking at. You need the preposition. After look, you have to use at to look at something. I am looking at my laptop. And you are listening to my jiggle juggle. You are probably, I don't know, but probably you are sitting on a chair maybe, or sitting on a couch, or you are walking in a park, or you are doing house chores. Yeah, house chores are tasks you have to do around the house, like vacuum cleaning or washing the dishes or doing the laundry, that's washing the clothes, or cleaning the room or tidying the room. These are all house chores. So maybe you are doing some house chore. I don't know. Maybe you are sleeping because this jiggle juggle is boring. Is it boring? Okay, let's stop. If you're getting bored, let us stop. Yes, one more thing. At the end of the song, we say, just open up your mind and let it sink in. Open up your mind. We start the sentence with the verb, open up, let it sink in, yeah? There is no I or you or he or she, yeah? We start immediately, so right away, we start with the verb. And that's because this sentence is an imperative. Imperative is when you tell somebody to do something. For instance, I tell my children, go to your room and tidy up. Or, come and have breakfast with us. Or, I am the teacher and I say, children, stand up. Or I say, sit down. Yeah, this is imperative when you tell somebody to do something. And in English, we use the imperative just by leaving out the person who we are talking to, and we start the sentence with the verb. So we don't say, you sit down, but we say, sit down. No you, yeah? And this is the easiest way to tell somebody to do something. If you want to be polite, then you can say, please sit down. Please come and have breakfast with me. Please tidy your room. I try to be polite with my children and I say, please go to your room and tidy up. All right, let's finish off with the song. Can you sing it with me? And we continue tomorrow. So welcome to the jungle sound. Words are flying all around. Let's jiggle and juggle. We don't need to struggle. Just open up your mind and let it sink in, sink in, sink in, sink in. Thank you for listening, and I will hear you. No, I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a beautiful day. Bye.